You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The National Museum of African American History and Culture opens this weekend in Washington. One of the items on display is a violin that, until now, has been kept in Michigan. Shirley Burke donated the violin to the new museum, and she joins us now. So tell me first, who owned this violin and why is it significant?
Well, the violin was originally owned by Elijah Burke, who was my great-grandfather's slaveholder in Phillips County, Arkansas. And his daughter had the violin and passed it down to her sister, and that sister passed it on to another sibling, her brother, their brother, and then it was given to my aunt, and my aunt gave it to me since she saw that I had a passion for genealogy.
So this has gone through a lot of hands before it got to you.
Oh, yes. The violin is over 150 years old. I had it in my possession for 35 of those years.
Where have you been keeping it?
I have been keeping it just every place, probably where it should not have been. And that was under the bed, in the closet, even in the storage room in the lower level, all of those places. But you see, it was time to make it visible for other people to see and enjoy.
Well, what's it mean to you that part of your family history will be on display in this national museum?
Oh, I just can't. I don't have the words to express it. It is way beyond anything that I had ever thought would happen. With this museum being at the greatness that it is, I had a chance to visit the museum when they had all of the collection donors to come to the museum to take a tour of the museum and also for a reception. And it is awesome. It is huge. It is, I just cannot put any words to it right now. It is magnificent.
Shirley Burke donated her great-grandfather's violin to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The new museum opens this weekend on the Mall in Washington. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're quite welcome, and thank you.